Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Mets and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The third baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting third. The left fielder, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting eighth. The catcher, Norm Sherry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Jackson. Pitching for the New York Mets, Al Jackson. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Leo Burke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Oliver. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Sadecki. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ray Sadecki. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall strikes out. One out. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cook moves to second. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Groat reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Groat moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Burke moves to second. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver takes first base on ball four. Burke moves to third. Javier moves to second. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt fields it and throws to home to get Burke. Javier moves to third. Oliver moves to second. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Flood reaches second base with a double. Javier scores. Oliver scores. There goes Sadecki trying to get to home. Pearsall throws the ball into Moran, who relays the ball to Sherry, who tags Sadecki, who came all the way from first, for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groat takes first base on ball four. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Groat moves to third. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neil fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry hits a fly ball into right field. Burke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards short. Groat settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Oliver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Moran. Burke moves to second. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Javier strikes out. Two outs. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Oliver strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cook hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 1 in the game. Sadecki strikes out. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Sherry, and Moran drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. It's 4 to nothing, Cardinals. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Groat. The throw from Sherry and he is out, Moran applying the tag. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran strikes out. There goes Cranepool. The throw from Oliver to Groat, and Cranepool is out. 2 outs. Norm Sherry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sherry hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boyer takes first base on ball 4. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James bunts towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunt covering, for the out. Boyer moves to second. 1 out. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Boyer moves to third. Leo Burke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burke is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Burke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Larry Bearnerth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearnerth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops it up and throws to first, with Sadecki covering, for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Neal hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Oliver takes first base on ball 4. Ray Sadecki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sadecki is 0 for 2 in the game. Sadecki bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4 strike 3. 1 out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Flood hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oliver moves to third. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Flood. The throw from Sherry and he is safe. Flood steals second. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Grote strikes out. 2 outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. White hits a pop-up towards short. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman strikes out. 1 out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Hunt moves to third. It's 4-1, Cardinals. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote misplays the ball. That's an error on Grote. Hunt scores. Cranepool moves to third. Moran moves to second. It's 4-2, Cardinals. Harry Fanouk now pitching. Sammy Taylor pinch hits for Norm Sherry. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cranepool scores. Moran moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor takes first base on ball 4. Rod Cannell pinch runs for Sammy Taylor. Choo Choo Coleman pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Choo Choo Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 3 in the game. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Choo Choo Coleman now catching. Jay Hook now pitching. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hunt picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hunt. Boyer moves to third. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 2 in the game. James strikes out. 1 out. Stan Musial pinch hits for Leo Burke. Stan Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is walked intentionally. Duke Carmel pinch runs for Stan Musial. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Javier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Javier reaches second base with a double. Boyer scores. Carmel moves to third. It's 5-3, Cardinals. Gene Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Oliver hits a fly ball into left field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Carmel tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Cardinals. Harry Fanouk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanouk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Duke Carmel now playing right field. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neal is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Carmel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-3 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Neal moves to second. Ed Botton now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 3-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Flood strikes out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Neal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 6, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cranepool is called out on strikes. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness pinch hits for Jay Hook. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 6, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.